again, we call your attention to the book of Exodus, the third chapter. And I will read verses 10 through 14 for your consideration. The third chapter of the book of Exodus, beginning at verse 10, the Bible reads, "Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I, that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers have sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, have sent me unto you. Supporting scripture, 1 Peter 5 and 10. But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make ye perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, have sent me unto you. On the base of those verses this morning, we'd like to speak from the thought or subject, another message sent by I am. Another message sent by I am. And we ought to give God thanks and praise. It's right now. It's every day that that God gives us another opportunity to be above ground. We ought to be willing to tell God thank you. Right here in our small community, the death train has been rolling week after week, day after day. But isn't it a good thing right now you hadn't been on board? Hallelujah. But there is a train a-coming. The Bible tells us to be ye also ready. You don't know when the train is going to stop at your door. One thing about it, whether you're packed up and ready or not, you got to go. Hallelujah, Jesus. I wonder this morning how many of you really love the Lord. Hallelujah. We come into this place. We have gathered in his name for one purpose, and that's to worship the Lord our God. Hallelujah. We are thankful to God. Even on this holiday weekend, God has a way of blessing us. We thank God for those that were able to go here, there, and wherever they might want to be this holiday weekend. And we thank God that God always have rams in the bush. Where the Lord realized that we have vacationers this morning, God sent the Wood family to fill in the gap this morning. So to the Wood family, again, we say thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for allowing God to be a part of your life. For I find this morning that it's only by the grace and the mercy of God that God has allowed us to be in this place together one more time. And that purpose, as I said, is to lift up, to worship, and magnify the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. From the youngest of us to the oldest of us, we all have something to tell God thank you for. When we pause and we look at where we are, regardless to what we've gone through, or might even be going through right now, we cannot deny the fact that God is good, that God is a merciful God, that God is a loving God. And as tight as things have been, God has still blessed us. Sometimes our faith has been tested.
to wit's end. Sometimes we have gone through so much and we get to a place, even though we declare that we love God, even though we say we got faith in God, there comes a time that our problems and circumstances weigh us down. And we began to think that God does not care. We began to think that we're going to be in this condition always. But I thank God for that individual that said that trouble don't last always. Anybody ever had a little trouble in your life and found out that it just was devastating for a moment or a couple of moments, but after a while, God began to release some things and God delivered you out of some things. And isn't it a good thing to know that not only can you get salvation, but God is a delivering God? We have some folk this morning that saved but had not been delivered. Hallelujah, Jesus. We still got, that's why every day is a day of thanksgiving. That's why we always got something to ask God to help us with. God has promised us that he will supply our every need. But the problem is that we allow our wants to get in the way. Sometimes God supplies that need and we have enough to make it. But when our wants get in the way, they intervene and they causes us to come up short. Then when we come up short, we began to scratch our head and wonder why. We already know why. We know that we didn't do it like exactly like we were supposed to do. You know how it is. If you pinch off a little bit and you cut yours short, then sometimes the devil will get in your mind and say, well, I don't have enough to pay it anyway, so I'm going to just go ahead and do this. And before you know it, you done wasted a whole lot of what you were supposed to use for one thing. Now you don't have anything and you don't know what you're going to do. But how many of you know that somehow, some way, God has always sent a ram in the bush? God has always made a way out of nowhere. Anybody in here ever been so broke you didn't know what you was going to do? But God fed you when you got hungry. God kept a roof over your head. Your lights might have got cut off for a couple of days, but somehow, some way, you mingled out some things and you got the lights back on. Somebody ought to help me tell God thank you in here this morning. We hadn't always been where we are right now. We hadn't always been able to say that I'm on top of things. There'd been some time when we had to go through some stuff. We know, and the Bible teaches us that in this life, we are going to have trials and tribulations. In this life, every day is not going to be a sunny day. In this life, I can tell you, everybody is not going to do exactly what they are supposed to do. I don't care how many times you say you love the Lord, there's a time in your life that you fall short. Anybody in here know that they fall short on God sometimes? Even though you've been on the Lord's side for a long time, you've been running on this Christian race, and somebody might say, I'm not tired yet, but every now and then, hallelujah, Jesus, you got to reach back. You got to reach back and get something. You got to reach back and get something that's going to hold you. Something that's going to be able to keep you. Some people may not understand your walk with God. But it's not necessarily for them to understand. As long as you understand that you are a child of God and that the Lord God is on your side. You got to get an understanding that you got to work while it's day. For a lot of us are wasting a whole lot of God's time. We are sitting around looking and peeping instead of doing what God tells us to do. The Bible tells us that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We got a lot to be happy about. It's a joyful thing to just be associated one with another, to assemble ourselves in the house of God one more time. It's a joy to be in the midst of a people that love God. Even on yesterday at the American Legion Post, as I shared with the Woods family, I could feel love and joy in the air. That there's one thing about it, it doesn't matter what the building is, but when the people of God come in the building, when the people come in, they bring the church inside the building. They bring the spirit of love inside the building. I seen a spirit of laughter yesterday where they realized that we are family and we can cut up one with another. And it's a good thing to be able to come together while you can. I bid you Godspeed to keep on doing what you're doing while you can. As long as God gives you days to live, always have the family to come together. It's a good thing to celebrate family. It's a good thing to have a family together and there's not a tragedy. There's not a death in the midst. Sometimes the only time you can get some family member to come across the stage is when somebody has died. But isn't it a good thing that you can come just to have a good time? Isn't it a good thing that you can just come just because you want to be in the midst? Somebody ought to want to be in the number this morning. Somebody got to hold the family together. Somebody got to celebrate the unity of the family. Together, we all make up the body of Christ. Every one of us in here that consider ourselves a believer, we are part of the body of Christ. And one thing we have to understand this morning is that every part of the body is necessary. Some of us get the big head and think because we have a more education or because we have more money or because we have a better job that we are better than some of the other folk that we know. But I come to tell you that none of us are better than anybody else. All of us come from the dust of the ground. God himself breathed into our nostrils the breath of life and we all became living souls. And now that we are living souls, we ought to be willing to tell God thank you. Now that we are living souls, we ought not be sitting still down on the pew of do nothing. When we can begin to say, look where he brought me from. God didn't bring us out of the darkness into the light to sit there. When God brought us out, he brought us out for a purpose and a plan. God has a plan for all of our lives. Every one of us in here have a gift from God. Some of us don't utilize that gift because we hadn't found out what that gift is. Some of us know what the gift is, but we're afraid to let go and let God. But I come to tell you this morning that there comes a time that you got to recognize the awesome power of God. God has power enough to change your way of thinking. And until we get the mindset that we are in the hands of a mighty God, there comes a time that when we look at the power of God, we ought to be in awe. We ought to be in awe of the amazement that how God can take something, nothing, and make something out of it. We ought to be amazed at how God took us and blessed us despite ourselves. We serve a God that has so much power and his power is so strong that there's nothing that our God cannot do. God is good and God has so much power that it goes beyond our human comprehension. It's been said that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So that means that we are somewhat walking in the blind. But even though we are walking in the blind, we are yet trusting and believing that everything is going to be all right. Reason why we believe it is because God is on our side. I come this morning under strict orders from I Am. I Am sent me back to Fowl's Chapel one more time to deliver one more message. Don't know whether this will be the last one or not, but I'm going to do what I can while I can. I thank God for the messages that come from God. But as we look in the Bible, from the Old Testament all the way through the New Testament, there are people that have been chosen by God. Some of these people were chosen for leadership. Sometimes we have to witness some things. We have to go through some things to be able to tell somebody else something. But we got to understand that when we talk about being a child of God, we talk about being a servant or a vessel for the Lord our God, we got to know that God has power enough for you to experience some supernatural things. And when things seemingly are supernatural, they just don't have any logical meaning to it. And this morning, I want to talk to you a little bit about a man by the name of Moses. Not only do I want to talk about Moses, but I want to talk about I Am. Moses was born near the Egyptian capital of Memphis in a time when oppressive measures were being intensified against the Hebrews. Their male babies were being murdered, but Moses was saved by a princess along the Nile River. Raised in the Egyptian court, but still had a sense of Hebrew background. Moses was a man that loved God, and Moses was a man that realized that he had a history, he had a background. And even though he had been blessed, even though he escaped death, even though he had been brought up within the Egyptian court and he had high position, he didn't forget where he come from. Now, this Moses that I'm talking about, on one occasion, Moses realized and witnessed that an Egyptian was beating one of his Hebrew brothers. Now, there's one thing about family. We say a family that prays together, stay together. We say that the blood is thicker than water. We say that you just don't mess with my family. Now, there comes a time when you're out there all by yourself. But then there are times when you got some ancestors, when you got some family members that you know that got your back. Moses realized that I know that I'm a Hebrew from down deep on the inside. I was birthed a Hebrew, and I got to look out for my very own. The Bible tells us that when we look in the Word of God, it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. The children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came unto God by reason of their bondage. God heard that groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. In other words, God realized, I hear what you're going through. I see the pain that you are going through. I know that you're being oppressed. I know that you're in slavery and bondage. I know that you are not free to do like you want to do. But I want to let you know that I am the Lord thy God. And one thing you had to realize is that there comes a time when you are a child of God. God will give you insight when it's time to move from one place to another. Now, on that particular occasion when Moses killed the man, the word got out that Moses had killed an Egyptian. After hearing that Moses had killed somebody, him being a murderer, he fled to Midian. We got to this land, they tell me that he began to be there with a man by the name of Jethro. One day he married one of Jethro's daughters. And there he was there for over 40 years. One thing we have to think about this man called Moses. Moses realized that I am a Hebrew by birth. I've been raised an Egyptian. But now I realize that there is a purpose for my life. You got to understand that when God blesses you, it is for a purpose. Some of us would like to say that I'm lucky that I didn't die this day. I'm lucky that I got out of this, or I'm lucky that I got out of that. But I come to tell you that you are just blessed. When God has a purpose for your life, no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. When God has a purpose for your life, he will put things in order and will lead and direct your very path. God realized that I got a job that I want Moses to do. And Moses, I got to let you know that I got to let you know that I'm going to be on your side. I'm going to be the same God that was Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I want you to know that I am going to be with you. He wanted to let Moses know that Moses, it's time for you to change your direction in life. You've been here for a long time, but it's time to go back to Egypt. It's time to go back and see Pharaoh. I want you to go and tell Pharaoh to let your people go. Moses, as he began to keep the flock, and the Lord appeared unto him. The Bible says it appeared unto him in a burning fire of a bush. As Moses looked at the bush, the Bible says, Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. Moses said, here I am. Moses was amazed. I'm looking at this bush burning with fire. And even though it's burning with fire, everything that I've seen on fire has been consumed. But this is a different day. This bush is burning, but it's not being consumed. And, you know, just human nature, Moses realized, I need to just get just a little bit closer and see if I'm looking at what I think I'm looking at. You know how every now and then you see something, but you don't really think that it's what you think you see? And your curiosity gets the best of you, and you began to peep in, and you want to look a little bit closer? But the Bible said, he said, draw nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet. For the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. In other words, the Lord said, I'm too holy. Don't worry about seeing me. You don't have power enough in your human eye to see me. But I want you to hear my voice. The voice came out of the bush and said, I have a job for you to do, Moses. The Bible said, I want you to go back. Go back to Egypt. I want you to go to Pharaoh. Wanted to tell him to let the people go. But Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go into Pharaoh? That I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? The other way, Moses was saying, I'm just a man. I don't have the power or the ability to go in the front of a Pharaoh and tell the Pharaoh what I want him to do. But I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that he didn't go all by himself. For the Bible said, Moses said unto God, when I come unto the children of Israel, and when they say unto me, who have sent me? I want to know what name should I give them. The Bible said, God said unto Moses, I am that I am. I will be what I will be. I am have sent you. In other words, he said, Moses, I want you to let the people know that they are in my favor and I'm going to deliver them. I'm going to give them a land, a large land flowing with milk and honey. I'm going to take them out of bondage. They won't be slaves anymore. But I'm going to make a way out of no way. I'm going to tell them to get up and come on. Because I am the Lord thy God. When you get there, all you got to do is just tell them I am has sent me. I am sent a message by Moses. Said, Moses, go tell the children of Israel that I am have sent you in the house. When you get in the midst of God's people, let them know that they got to be delivered. Let them know that I am the Lord thy God. I'll make a way out of no way. I stop by to tell somebody that the Lord is on your side. God will make a way out of no way. If you want to know something about God, I brought you a message from the Almighty God. Just another message from Brother I Am. He said, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may be able to exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober-minded. Be vigilant, for the devil is out to rob you. But I somebody tell you, but my God and all of the grace who called unto you his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, while you are perfect, establish you. God will make a way out of no way. God will take you up, will make things happen in your life. I stop by to tell somebody that I am is all over the land. I am realized that there is a message that comes from the Lord thy God, that if you are not on the Lord's side, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the new message is, if you want salvation, love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart. Love one another as God has loved you. You better take on the body of Christ. And then when you get to a place, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in your heart that God has raised you from the dead. And the Bible says that you may be saved. Salvation comes from the blood of the Lamb. What can wash away your sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I stop by to tell somebody, all you got to do is trust the power of God. Even when you suffered for a little while, you don't have to suffer always. Suffer now if you will. Even if you have to cry, you can cry right now, knowing that one day, you won't have to cry anymore. God that sits high and he looks down low, he says, I am the Lord thy God. I am the first, I am the last, I am the beginning, I am the end. I'm a bridge across deep water. I'm a wheel in the middle of a wheel. I'm a bridge across troubled water. I am your joy in the time of your sorrow. I am your joy when there's no hope for tomorrow. I am. Got me up this morning. I am. Laid down with me last night. I am. Is right here by my side. I am. On the Lord's side this morning. I am. Trusting the power of a mighty God. If you want to go anywhere, you got to hear the message that comes from I Am. I Am says, the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. I Am says that you don't have to stay in the condition that you're in. All you have to do is trust God. Walk out in faith, believing that God is an all-powerful being. Moses realized that when I go, I'm not going empty-handed because I'm going in God's favor. I Am is with me. When you're in the favor of God, God takes care of his very own. Say, Moses, go ahead. By my wonders, I'm going to show Pharaoh how much power I got. And when Pharaoh see my wonders and my power, he will let the people go. Reason why is because you are in my favor. Just another message from I Am. I Am says to us this morning, we are in his favor. He's done brought us a mighty long way. How many of you know we still got a long way to go? Hallelujah, Jesus. Even out of all that we've already done, all of those that have already gone before us, I'm inclined to believe that they're not going to crown him until we get there. Hallelujah. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we see him face to face. Another message from I Am. I am the Lord thy God. There are those of us this morning that we began to think that you're never going to be nothing, but you got to trust the power of a mighty God. The Israelites, even though they had been in bondage for such a long time, they realized and found out that they belong to a mighty God.